Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. Let me go ahead and jump right in with my tuning in chant. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom within me and all around me. It's within all of us, and it is everywhere. Everywhere we look, everything we see, we are all one. We are together on this incredible journey in this new earth. Life is pretty darn amazing, isn't it? Anyway, gosh, lots going on. I don't know if anybody tried to join me last week. I apologize. We had just moved and things were slightly awry. My laptop wasn't working and all kinds of fun stuff. So anyway, I'm back now, and thanks for joining me if you're joining me. If you hear a little clunking around, that's I've got a little dog buddy here with me today, and so she's chewing on a bone. She's such a little joy puppy, so that's very fun. Gosh, we just spent a fabulous weekend dancing, and oh, I'm telling you, it seems like every time it just gets better. I don't know. Okay, the angels are actually wanting to chime in right away, although they're always there, but they're saying that as I get more in my joy and in my bliss, that I am having even more fun and enjoyment and lusciousness in my life. And the dancing was just stupendous. Fabulous group of people, connected with some lovely, lovely people. It's really kind of fun. We do contra dancing, and it was a lot of really, really fine dancers, great music, some callers, and I danced with some new people. I've been, in the last few years, I've been playing also the other role, the male role, and so I got to dance with some of my favorite women friends, and that's really fun because we get all squishy and mushy and mush ourselves together, and that's just super fun and giggle a lot. And I just get so in my joy when I'm dancing. And so the other fun thing is that this Thursday night we're going to do more dancing, and then we're going to do a whole nother dancing weekend here in our home, our new hometown. We are now living in Corvallis, Oregon, and we're doing some house sitting for a little while. We have some lovely, lovely friends who have offered us places to stay, taking care of a place while somebody was gone, and then living in someone's small place where he's not there that much, but has kindly offered us lovely place to stay while we're seeing what we're supposed to do. And I will, of course, keep you posted, as I always do. Gosh, so the angels are saying so much of the point of this, at least for me, and I'm guessing a lot of you can relate, is what brings you joy? Where do you find your joy? And, you know, it can be really something very small, or it can be big. And in some ways, it's all big, right? For me, getting into dancing, doing my dancing and feeling that music and connecting with people. When we do contra dancing, the etiquette is to look into each other's eyes. And it's just so lovely, connective. And my silliness totally comes out. And I got a couple people who tend to be a little more serious to laugh, and that was really kind of fun. It's not like I'm not doing it on purpose necessarily. I'm just kind of being me and being joyful and sharing my silly. And it was just, oh my gosh, it was just so blissful, so much fun. What is your joy? And feel it in your body. You're gonna feel it in your body. I was laying on the couch this morning for a little bit with the little dog, and that was just felt so blissful, to have her lay on top of me and give me a little lick on the cheek, and it's little moments like that can just like really bring you some fabulous just feels good, and joyful and happy and so anyway, I feel so strongly that it's time to move away from things that bring you down. I mean, why go there? I mean, yeah, you still have to do some things, like you got to clean the toilet or you got to take out the garbage or whatever, but how can you make it fun for yourself? Maybe cleaning the toilet, you put on some fun music and sing along to the music, or whatever it is, make it a fun game, turn it into a blissful, joyful experience. One of the things that is popping into my head is that I recognize that not everybody has that same joyful bent in this, at least in the same way that I do. I guess I always assume that people want to be happy. And I've actually had the experience over the years, and when I used to be a human resource person, that really there's quite a few people out there who they're it's it may seem like they want to be happy, but they are keep embracing the unhappy, embracing the down, embracing the tragedy, embracing the horribleness, embracing the kind of the negative. And if that's your path, go for it. Maybe that on some level brings you some kind of joy or happiness. Where everybody is so different. It kind of in some ways it just doesn't really matter what your path is, as long as you're on your path, you're trusting yourself, you're listening to your inner guidance, that's all good. We're all so different. I think that one of the things I've noticed in as I've been on my path of just kind of extreme blissful joy, and I got to say that I just kind of exude that and I share that and I can't help but be maybe loud about it, so maybe for some people I think I've maybe pissed a few people off because it was maybe a little too in their face, and so I could apologize for that, but you know what? You don't have to be around me, or let's say it's on Facebook, you don't even have to look at my post. You could unfriend me or you could hide me or whatever it is. But that's my path. And so I'm not going to fuck with your path, so you don't need to fuck with mine either, right? Why lay trips on each other? Let's be supportive and love each other for who we are. And I'm saying this to myself just as much to anybody else, because I guess it's hard for me to understand why somebody maybe could be on a little bit of a downer, but you know what? It's all good. It's all okay. And or maybe I can say it as a downer, but really maybe it's more in their eyes, it's just a more realistic path, or it's a more a little more analytical certainly than me. Although I tend to be fairly analytical about my inner work, what's going on with me. Very analytical about that. Okay, the angels are telling me that they want me to do a chant at this point. We've got about a little over 5 minutes left. Okay, what's it to be today? Okay, they're showing me they want me to do the fifth potty, which I have gotten as tuning. This is a chant that helps us as we're moving out of old 3D, old Earth into new Earth ascension, as we're ascending into this new Earth. And It's like a way of being really closely in touch with your inner voice. And they're saying that this particular chant really helps us to solidify that. So, okay. Tapia na jai Dukkha bara hara sukha gara le jai guru mukha nadam guru mukha So, as we move along our path, as we know we're on our path, oh, the angels are saying they would encourage everyone to have a kind of a visual idea of their path, and they want me to share my visual. I had this very lovely image come to me quite a few years ago of myself in a boat, and I had no oar, no paddle, no motor or anything, and I was in this kind of a deep red rock canyon. I could look up and see the blue sky with these nice puffy clouds, but I was floating in my boat, and it was very comforting because I knew I'm on my path. I'm not going backwards. I'm always moving forwards, and it was a very windy channel. I couldn't see very far ahead, but I always knew I was on my path. And in some ways, I didn't have to do much of anything, except for, of course, how I do it is I'll get a clear message. Oh, I'm supposed to do X thing. Oh, a perfect example. Last Thursday night, we were up, we had started dancing Wednesday night, and then we had the opportunity Thursday night, and I was just feeling in a little bit of a funk, and we were staying with a friend north of Seattle, and was trying to figure out if I should go to the dance that night. And so I stopped for a moment and had like a 3 minute meditation, and got very clearly I was supposed to go to the dance. So I'm in the car, I'm sitting in the back seat of the car, and I'm just kind of feeling funky, like, why am I going? Blah, 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 blah. Just like questioning, right? So I get there and I immediately have someone come up and say, hi, it was so good to see you. And then I started dancing and it was immediately like, oh my God, I'm so glad I came. And so that was a really sweet moment because I could have gotten myself caught up into this, like, little bit of funky, but I gave myself a moment of pausing and deciding what was I supposed to do. And so to me, that was a really neat moment because I listened to what felt like my higher guidance, lifted myself out of myself and went with it. And I didn't get the confirmation until I was at the event, and it was lovely. It was fabulous. Oh my gosh, I had so much fun, and it just completely lifted me out of the funkiness that I was in. And so that was awesome. So anyway, as we're on our path, so we have about a minute and a half left, the lady just told me, imagine yourself, maybe you don't do visualizations. Maybe you could see a picture of something and you see a lovely grassy path, or maybe for you it's a gravel path or a river or whatever it is. And I think sometimes it can help to imagine that we're really securely on our path. It doesn't always feel like it. I often have said, too, that it can be very powerful to look back sometimes and see, oh yeah, look at that. I see what I've done or what I've accomplished. And oh, whoop, there's the dog barking at the squirrels outside. And you can look back sometimes and go, oh yeah, I was doing it. I was on my path. Give yourself a little pat on the back. We can be so extraordinarily hard on ourselves. And so let's get up off of that thing. The angels gave me that one time, James Brown, get up off of that thing. So anytime we're hard on ourselves, get up off of that thing. Anyway, so so much love coming to all of you, and lots of love for myself too. I have come a long, long way, and I'm so grateful. And anyway, thanks for joining me, and have a beautiful, blessed day. Much love, much joy.